Hello, everyone. This is Dave Berta, news editor at Foresight Health. Welcome to our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think podcast, where we get inside the heads of people trying to change the current healthcare system. Our guest on today's show is Melina Davis. Melina is the CEO and Executive Vice President of the Medical Society of Virginia. Melina is not a doctor, but she did come up with the idea and co-founded an organization called Safe Haven. Safe Haven is a not-for-profit program that offers confidential resources to physicians and other clinicians who are experiencing career fatigue, burnout, and other mental health issues. As you likely have read, the percentage of doctors experiencing burnout jumped to 63% in 2021 from 38% in 2020, according to the latest data from Mayo Clinic researchers. Safe Haven operates in two states, Michigan and Virginia, and intends to expand into others. I had an opportunity to speak with Melina as part of our How Healthcare Revolutionaries Think series, and I asked her how she came up with the idea for Safe Haven. Melina, how are you?
Thank you. I'm sorry for my lateness. I was struggling there with Zoom a bit.
Not a problem. Now, you're not a doctor. I didn't see a medical background on your LinkedIn profile. So where did the idea for Safe Haven come from?
I've worked for the Medical Society now since 2014. And like all medical societies, we were aware of burnout. We were trying to figure out programmatically how we could contribute. And we're doing many of the same things others were doing around education and seminars. We held one in particular called Infuse in 2018. And we did it collaboratively with a lot of organizations in the state. And that day, hundreds of people, it was over a weekend. And the first day, you know, it was very TEDx-like. It was very a cross-cut, if you will, of different learning styles and different topics, and really interesting speakers, from a neuroscientist on happiness to a monk who concentrated on compassionate care to people who had been through transformative, difficult situations and overcome. And we were really trying to see what resonated the most and learn from the learning. And on the second day, we had a lot of coaches and psychiatrists around to help physicians and the people attending, and many spouses attended, to map their way from their current burnout to a place of ease and health and wellness. And we realized in that room that day, even with all those resources, that there were real issues, deep trauma in some people. They were very willing to share with us, but it was clear that some of the help they needed was beyond our staff's expertise and experience. And if they were willing to talk to us and in this safe environment, why wouldn't they seek help? Why weren't they willing to go get professional help? And it started us on a journey of asking a lot of questions about what they would need to turn this around and to get help and get the kind of help that they needed, but more importantly, get help earlier in the burnout process to see if we could teach healthier skills. And what we found is that there were really very important issues, legal issues. They didn't feel protected. They didn't have unique services and options where they felt like it was safe from their employer, from legal discovery, or even, frankly, they didn't even enjoy HIPAA protections like most of us. So a lot of very interesting findings in that discovery process. And then that led us to design solutions.
Yeah, I have this image in my mind, you know, how you have a room full of people donating blood. Right.
Yeah.
I have this image in my mind of that meeting of you have a lot of psychiatrist couches with doctors on them and people by their bedside. Did it have that sort of vibe to it? You know, once people started talking and turned into that?
It was really around tables, of course, in sort of a group counseling scenario. And people were very open and people were making notes, but they were also telling their stories to one another and coaches were asking questions. So it felt very much like a group counseling session. And we probably had 8 to 10 tables of people doing this. And it was full half day. It was hours of people expressing themselves and showing empathy and then working to find solutions and pass forward. It was deep work.
Yeah, that's really interesting dynamic for it to take off like that.
Most people, frankly, don't ask their doctor how they are. And they don't have time to spend at the water cooler. I mean, many of us are now working remotely, so we have less water cooler time too, right? But
right.
We have our providers, our healthcare providers, so scheduled that if they are not in front of a patient, they are in front of a computer or a piece of paper. And that is sometimes 12 to 18 hours a day for them. Think about that. When do they eat three meals? When do they have water? When did they have social time? When did they get rest? We aren't giving them time to take care of the humans that they are. And then culturally, we're not encouraging them to take time. Be okay with saying you're not perfect and you have a need.
I remember in my reporting days, I wrote about a new law in Minnesota that mandated that retail pharmacists get a bathroom break every so many hours. And I thought, how absurd that is that you would have to legislate the right to use the restroom.
Right.
It's pretty nuts.
Right. And it's not uncommon to hear stories in medicine of people who haven't had anything to eat or drink for over 12 hours because they didn't have time in their schedule to go use the restroom. So we're denying basic bodily care. We're not even at the emotional. I mean, you can see it at this basic bodily care level. And most of us who see doctors every day, it doesn't occur to us that this is what they're dealing with for us.
Right. Right. What do they call it? Hangry? You don't want a hangry surgeon before he starts, or he starts, right? All right. Then this has been great. Melina, thank you very much.
Thank you, David. You made it so easy.
I try, Melina. Thank you. If you'd like to learn more about how Melina thinks, please read our Q&A with her on foresighthealth.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.